Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 214 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann. In the 16th century, Erasmus of Rotterdam said, "The main hope of a nation lies in the proper education of its youth." Today, we are listening to a special episode which is dedicated to the 30th anniversary of the European program called Erasmus. This show was produced by Erasmus students within the context of the Erasmus 30 project by the German Academic Exchange Service, which is the national agency for the Erasmus program in Germany. We are going to listen to three participants of the Erasmus exchange program who will share their intercultural experiences and tell us how they found out about the opportunities of going abroad and expanding their horizons. We will hear the voices of two Erasmus students, Seymour from Azerbaijan and Beka from Georgia, and also of Lucy, a guest lecturer from Brock University, our partner university in Canada, who is here thanks to the Erasmus Teaching Staff Mobility Program. First up in our category Absolutely Negotiated, our guest lecturer Lucy from Brock University in Canada will tell us about some differences in teaching styles and conventions she noticed between Germany and Canada. She also discusses the benefits of the Erasmus Teaching Staff Mobility Program and what she expects to get out of it.
What happens here is good. It's good for my teaching, and I think it exposes you to a totally different sport system as well as to a different educational system. And I think that makes us, better teachers.
In our second category, Absolutely Movie-like, our international Erasmus student Seymour will tell us a story about how he noticed a foreign Erasmus exchange student in his classroom in Baku. And on that same day, he decided he wanted to go abroad himself.
Autumn evening, I was going to my class at my university, and I was sitting like in the class as usual, and I've noticed something strange. My new classmate.
Okay.
And she was strange in a way, because I suddenly realized that.
In our last category, Absolutely Erasmus, Beka from Georgia will tell us about the importance of leaving one's comfort zone. While his first steps with Erasmus seemed a little difficult, he is now very proud to have come over to Germany with the Erasmus Student Mobility Program.
When I first participated in Erasmus first English exam, I just looked down at the paper and I thought that it was really difficult for me, and I went out of the exam. And after 1 year, when some of my friends went to the...
But now, let us start with the show. In our first category, Absolutely Negotiated, we invited our international guest lecturer in sports management from Canada, Lucy Thibault, to explain the difference between her experiences as a lecturer in Germany and in Canada. She emphasizes that she had to adapt to the very open German academic system, as well as to negotiating assessment with students, where in Canada the rules for evaluating the students would be fixed in a contract before the course even starts. She also talks about the opportunities that the Erasmus program offers to visiting academics like herself.
I'm Lucy Thibault. I'm a faculty member at the university, at Brock University in Canada. Brock University is located in the Niagara area, so it's a very nice area, relatively close to Toronto.
Did Germany hold any challenges for you in the classroom?
Not necessarily a challenge, but I noticed a difference in terms of, the first class in North America, at least on my campus, that you bring the course outline, that's the contract. You have to have it on the first day of class.
Okay.
And that contract, that course outline includes, it's binding, and it also includes your evaluation. And the evaluation is you know, selected and decided.
You mean how
upon.
The students are assessed in the end?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how the students are graded? Yeah. So completely throughout
the
term.
So all that is already fixed before the students come into the classroom.
Yeah. So there's no negotiation. So I came to my first class. It's Tuesday morning. I show up. I say, okay, this is the topic.
Yeah.
This is the focus of the course, and this is the evaluation. So I have, you know, in-class test, I have participation, I have a paper, I have some, as part of the participation, some out-of-class, you know, short assignments.
So what was the reaction you could see on people's faces?
Yeah, so I think, one student sitting at the back said, oh, I'm afraid that you can't do that. You know, I think in-class test, you can't have it. It has to be a final exam. Or no test during the class.
All right.
I thought, okay. Then he said, a participation, you can't test, you know, assess people if they come to class or don't come to class. So I said, oh, no, it's more than coming to class. It's about your engagement in the classroom.
Did you at any point get the impression that people were taking advantage because you might not know the system?
Yeah, that's a good point. But so I thought, okay, sure. And then I asked around because I share my office with a PhD student who's also been teaching, and so it's like, no, the student is right. And so my next class was another course, another group of students. And they were way more actively engaged in negotiating the evaluation. So by that time, I had actually removed the in-class test. I'd removed participation.
Okay.
But they still negotiated the out-of-class assignments.
So the students really keep you on your feet. Absolutely. And you have to move the goalposts while you're already playing.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I met the second class, I met the first class, the second time, I came back and I said, you know what, the Monday class negotiated much better than you did. So sort of it opened up opportunities to change my evaluation.
When you have a situation like that, do you go home and cry on your bed? Or no. do you feel that this is actually the spice in life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's differences, right? Cultural differences and differences. And I knew the Tuesday class is actually the grad class, the master's class. And so, you know, the students, it's a much smaller class. And I knew, you know, the students are taking the course because they want to.
What are you hoping to get out of your Erasmus stay in Europe?
Well, I think, you know, part of the appeal is the travel and teaching in a completely different country with a different culture.
What do you hope to get from that, from teaching in another country?
Well, I think it makes me a better teacher. I think,
at
you know,
home.
Yeah, okay. I think, you know, even here, like I'm trying to prepare and I'm trying to find examples from the German sports system. I'm trying to find examples where students will be able to relate to from different sports, from different systems, and so on. So it's been good. And when one class, I have students from Germany, I have students from Korea, I have students from Russia, I have students from India.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that classroom, when I give my example from North America and I ask, well, what happens in India? What happens in Russia?
Yes.
What happens in Germany? What happens in Korea? Then you know, there's a sharing of ideas that wouldn't necessarily happen in my classroom back in Canada. So that's a great opportunity, and hopefully the students benefit from, you know, I think that's what an academic exchange is all about, right? Being exposed not only culturally and socially to another country, but being exposed educationally to different circumstances, different situations.
In our second category, absolutely movie-like, Seymour, an international student from Azerbaijan, will take us back to the cold autumn evening back in Azerbaijan University and immerse us in his story about how he first found out about the Erasmus program. I started by asking him how he financed his stay in Germany.
Well, thanks to the Erasmus program that I found out. So, and the story about me finding out, like, about the Erasmus program was quite movie-like. So, yeah, it was cold autumn evening. I was going to my class at my university, and I've noticed something. I was sitting, like, in the class, as usual, and I've noticed something strange. A new student, my new groupmate, classmate.
Oh, okay.
And she was strange in a way, because I suddenly realized that she's not from here, like she's not local. Mm-hmm. Something about her was like giving out that she's not Azeri.
Was she dressed differently from the other people in the classroom?
I wouldn't say so. She was behaving you can tell that because she didn't do, I mean, anything stupid. Mm-hmm. It was something subconscious, you know, you have to feel it. Yeah, I can't describe it. But anyway, I've kept like looking at her and wondering whether it's just my imagination or something. But then I realized when the lecturer started like talking with her, that is an exchange student from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her name was Chrissy. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly became interested because intercultural like experience was always very interesting for me. I had friends before from France and from different parts of the world, but we chatted through Skype, for example. Mm-hmm. Because like it was more
how easy. How did you meet those people?
On the internet.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There are a lot of websites where you can just find a lot of friends from all over the world. Perhaps they want to improve their English a little bit. That's how you communicate.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've started talking with Chrissy. I started to ask questions about like, wow, like you're from Germany, right? What do you do here? Like it's not usually like to see a German student here in Azerbaijan, especially at my university. Like, wow, that's something new.
Okay.
So yeah, I had a conversation. She was talking about Germany. I was talking about Azerbaijan. We were talking about our differences, about like how did she get there. It turned up that she just loves traveling. She loves like intercultural experiences. Me, and there is a program called like Erasmus Exchange Program, and she told me that she came here like that way. And then something struck my mind. If she's here, then I can go to her university, to Germany. And right after this lesson, I rushed to our like international affairs office and I started to ask questions.
Okay.
Like, how do I go to Germany?
Okay. Was that easy in the international office? Are they waiting for people to come around and apply for scholarships, or is there a great pressure that they have many, many students who want to go abroad and they need to make selections?
Yeah, of course there is a competition. Mm. I am not the only one who wanted to go abroad, but still people there at the office are very open. They're very like warm and welcoming, and they're really happy when somebody shows interest of going abroad. So they told me everything I needed to know. They told me when they're going to start accept applications. And I started to prepare myself. So when the date came, like I went to the interview. First, they had to test my English. So they asked me a lot of questions, like about why do I want to go to Germany, what I'm going to do there. Is it going to be difficult for me? Because, well, it's a really shocking experience for somebody because you're all alone in the country. You've never been before, and nobody's there, like no relatives, no friends.
Okay. Yet. Yes, this seems to be the biggest challenge of Erasmus student mobility. You need to be prepared to leave your comfort zone and go to a foreign country all on your own. In our last category, Absolutely Erasmus, we will join Erasmus student Beker and hear his story about leaving his comfort zone, which in his case is in Georgia. He says, without leaving your comfort zone, it is impossible to grow and mature as a person. This transformation has worked very well for Beker and has allowed him to experience some true Erasmus moments. For example, while he was on a university excursion to the Cherry Blossom Festival in Bonn. In the company of his new German and international friends, he compared the Beker from 1 year ago with himself on that very day and suddenly realized that all his efforts to get the Erasmus scholarship had been worth it.
So I'm studying business and economics at my home university, and it was a very cool idea that I wanted to come to Germany and to get new experiences. So right now I'm here, and thanks God that all that happened.
What gave you the idea? I mean, why did you want to go abroad?
I think that the Becca Eristawi 1 year ago and now are quite different persons, because I think I really changed. When I first participated in Erasmus first English exam, I just looked down at the paper and I thought that it was really difficult for me, and I went out of the exam. And after 1 year, when some of my friends went to the Europe and they were studying well, I think thought that I was really a loser. So I really wanted to find some ways to get more independent and something, make some experiences, new experiences in life.
So you had some role models. You had people one semester above you or two semesters above you who were already abroad. And how did they shape your mind? How did they influence you?
They also influenced me, because before I came here in Germany, I thought that living here and studying here was very difficult. So I thought that now in Georgia, I'm in my comfort zone and I really don't want to get out of it. And then I thought that, Becca, it's really time, really good time and really last chances in your life, because you are going to end this bachelor course, you are going to become a master and you won't have time. So you should do your best to go there and prove yourself and other people that you can do this.
Okay, who taught you that you should be out of your comfort zone? Isn't it very comfortable to be within the comfort zone?
No, that is the most killful thing that kills people, because if you don't go out of your comfort zone, if you don't experience something new, you won't change. And I think that life is so hard that you really need changes in your life to become more strong and to be more independent.
Okay. Have there been any moments during your time in Germany where you had the impression this is a real Erasmus moment? This is the spirit of Erasmus, perhaps?
Yeah, I think when I was to the cherry blossom, to Bonn, it's a cherry blossom, the blossom of the cherry trees, which are taken from Japan. So they are very beautiful. It is the Heerstrasse street in Bonn. So you should see that. So I was standing with 30 students from other countries, from other religions, from other nationalities, and we were eating the ice cream. And I think that in their countries, they eat differently. They think differently, they act differently, they have different religions, they listen to different music. But here in Germany, at the Heerstrasse street, we were the same. We were the one union, and we were acting like one spirit and one people. And thanks God that I'm here, that and every person are the same like me. And I think it's a really good experience for me.
Wow. When you hear the Erasmus lecturers and students talk about their experiences abroad, you easily understand why so many people say that the Erasmus program is really the jewel in the crown of the European Union. Thank you to all who joined us today in our special Erasmus show. You will hear more about the Erasmus program during this anniversary year 2017. Please check out our website absolutely-intercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and previous shows. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox on the 2nd of June. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.